Get the buzz and be seen at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest today is Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the owner of American Real Estate and Appraisal Company. And for us in Chapel Hill, he is also the founder of the Chapel Hill Leads Group. Lee, thank you for coming to talk to me today.
Sharon, thank you very much for the opportunity to come here today and talk with you about the Chapel Hill Leads Group primarily. And, I'm looking forward to this, and I hope your audience will find this very enlightening.
I'm sure they will. Leave every person that we have who's a member of the Chapel Hill Leads Group lauds and applauds the Chapel Hill Leads Group. Why don't you tell us the history of the Chapel Hill Leads Group, please?
Back about February of 1998, the then executive director of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce gave me a call and asked me to, in a sense, take over the what was starting out as a business opportunity, a referral business opportunity, to take the reins of it and see basically how we could develop this opportunity of getting entrepreneurs together, business folks, to learn more about each other's business and afford an avenue of opportunity for business back and forth to each other. So I took over. I get credit for being the founder of it, and maybe I was, because from that point on I took over. It really has developed into something that is so far beyond any of our wildest expectations as to where we go. And you being a member on a weekly basis, you know what happens there. And it is really quite astounding what this has developed into. But it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And I'm happy to say that we've been able to, I think, help virtually maybe a couple thousand people, entrepreneurs, get started in their own business and become successful.
I'm sure some of our listeners might be thinking, a Chapel Hill Leads Group sounds good, but what value would you say the members get out of coming to the Chapel Hill Leads Group? And also, is there membership in the Chapel Hill Leads Group?
Well, I answer the second question first, which is normally the case when you have dual questions. Membership is simply you show up. We have a dues structure that is $5 per attendance, and that's it. For that $5, you're going to get a continental breakfast. You're going to get an opportunity to stand up at every meeting for 30 seconds and tell everybody else in the room what it is you do and what a good lead is for you. And so there, we have very, very few rules in that, which has been one of the successful components of this, is there's no rules. I wanted to create a venue for entrepreneurs to gather, to get to meet, and enjoy the blessings of self-business and entrepreneurship. I've been self-employed since, is March of 1971. So for 40 years, I've had that just wonderful opportunity of making my own path in life and making my own way. And in today's environment, this is really important because there's so many people out of work that there's always an upside to things. And if you're unemployed, it may give somebody an opportunity to be employed in what they want to do, the love of their life, so to speak. People sometimes don't have that opportunity because they have a job to go to. So we tried to create a space or a place to say, if you're in that position or if you ever want to be self-employed, here's a path to do it, and you will be surrounded by people that are just so supportive of every idea that comes in that room. It's an incredible experience, as you know.
Do you allow people of the same professions to join?
Yes, we do. That's one of the things that I did not want to have a restriction in that. I'm a real estate broker, and there's probably 4,000 to 5,000 of us in the Triangle area. So competition to me has always been, competition makes me better at what I do. And that's my background. And this has worked because we complement each other's business. There's a lot of things, for example, I do not do rentals. So if an agent came in and said, well, I'm a realtor and a rental agent, and unlike some other organizations, say, well, we can't have you in because there's another realtor there, then you would have just denied that opportunity for rental agents or for people trying to rent a house. So I want to make it simple. Simple is good. Simple is great. And simple, you know, 13 and a half years, simple is successful.
Simple is successful, and simple makes the meetings just so much fun. Lee, why don't you tell our audience the structure of the meetings from the beginning when you hit the bell and say it's time to go until it's time to end the meeting?
Okay, well, we have a gong, and I'm 62 years old. For a lot of people my age group, remember the gong show.
The gong show.
And when somebody gets talking too much, they got the gong and they hauled them off the stage with a big hook like the old vaudeville stuff. So I brought the gong in. So after we start our meeting at 8 o'clock, we go through some administrative procedures. We go through announcements, Chamber of Commerce events, those types of things. And then we go into community announcements, things that are going on outside the community. Then we go into what we call a 30-second infomercial, where everybody has 30 seconds to stand up and tell everybody else in this room what it is they do. And it's their 30 seconds. They can say anything they want as long as it's not profanity or of those issues. They can plug their own charities. They can do whatever they want in that 30 seconds. So we go around the room, and when you think what a great opportunity this is to tell 60 or 70, and we've had as many as 109 business owners in this room, what it is you do. And for that $5, you also get a chance to eat breakfast. So this is like the best value in town. Go through 30 seconds, then we go through a break so people can get more coffee, that kind of stuff. Then we have a program within the members, comes normally from the members within the group. We very seldom have outside programs. You have to earn that opportunity by attendance, and there's some rules with attendance. So our speaker does their program, and after that, we go into gifts and door prizes where members give away things, you know, whatever, mostly related to their business, whatever it may be. We also have an expo table. I wanted to showcase or give an opportunity for people to showcase their products. So if you have somebody we have a young lady that sells jewelry, and she always puts the jewelry out on that table. And so people that have products like that have an opportunity to have a mini expo right within that room itself. And then we do the door prize drawings, and then after that, we normally hang around. You know, one of the things, great things about this group is, like most business meetings, when it's over, within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, everybody's gone. Everybody's out of the room. This thing stops at 9:30, and most days, we still have people in there an hour later doing networking. That's what it's about. This whole organization is about referrals. It's not designed such that will everybody buy a house from me or will everybody buy a service that's provided. It's when you go out to your customer and your client base, if that person is, let's say they need their carpets cleaned, and you would be able to say, well, you know what? I don't do carpets because, you know, I'm a realtor. I don't do carpets because I fix computers, but I know somebody. And normally the person you refer is somebody that's attending on a weekly basis so that it becomes a personal referral, which is 100 times better than, you know, going to Google, you know, and I don't want to, you know, discredit any organization, but personal referrals are much better. And it's a way of earning trust. And it just works beyond any expectations that we ever had.
And it also fosters our buy local theme that Chapel Hill is pushing, buy local. Everyone
Absolutely.
In there is local.
Everybody in there is local. And yes, I'm a big proponent of buy local.
Yes.
Big, big, big proponent of that. So it's people that you refer that you know, that you trust, that you've come to develop a personal business relationship with. That's what this is about. And that's why it's so successful.
I'm talking today with Mr. Lee Shearer, who is the founder of the Chapel Hill Leads Group. We're also going to talk about his real estate business, so please stand by. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. We'll be right back.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, back to today's business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group. He's also the owner of American Real Estate and Appraisal Company, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Lee, you were telling us about the Chapel Hill Leeds Group. You gave us the format of the meeting, and you told us the value to all the members. And you mentioned there really is no membership because there's no rules. Just pay $5 and whenever you show up, and we're on our way. Tell us, Lee, what about location, time? Tell the audience how they can find out about more about how to come to the meeting.
Okay. One way to look us up, of course, is on the website, which is www.chapelhillleeds.com. The important thing to remember about that web address is, has three L's in the middle, because sometimes you forget that. Chapelhillleeds.com. And you'll find our webpage. That's one way to find us. The other way to find us would be to just call me, and I don't mind giving you my phone number. It's area code 919-971-2996. It's 919-971-2996. We meet at a place called Extraordinary Ventures. And when we had the opportunity to go there, I mean, this really thrills my heart, because if you get to know me well, as you do, you know that giving back to community is so very important in my life. And Extraordinary Ventures gives back in the their focus is on adults with mental disabilities. And this is kind of really close to my heart in a lot of ways. I had an uncle who was, in today's terms, they call him Down syndrome.
Really?
So I understand the challenges involved with an adult that has mental disabilities and trying to function in a world that is not well, you know, suited for people of these problems. So meeting here has really been a blessing to me. A real blessing to me to give back, to give and support an organization that does this. I don't have their phone number, but Extraordinary Ventures, I think they have a website, and you could look that up. But I would highly encourage our audience to look them up, become familiar with this organization. They have meeting rooms there, and supporting them for our business folks out there, please support Extraordinary Ventures. It's a wonderful organization. It's a wonderful place. It's easy to find. It's got all those things. And it's got audio-visual capability for your business meetings. So if you want to have a program or a convention that needs those capabilities, they're right there. So I can't say enough about Extraordinary Ventures, really.
Lovely facility, and they're so good to us. And they've been remodeled over the years since we've been there, just to make it just even more professional than when it first started. And we meet every Wednesday at 8 a.m.
Every Wednesday at 8 a.m. We go from 8 a.m. to 9:30 is our kind of regular program time. But then we have the room till 10 o'clock. And as I mentioned in the other segment, there's mostly people around there till 10:15 meeting anyways. Mm-hmm. So, 8 o'clock till 9:30 and or on. I say 8 o'clock till 10. And for the business folks out there, I do want to say one other thing. The way I look at Wednesday morning, this is my business meeting, period. The friendships you develop at the Chapel Hill Leeds Group and the business relationships you build there over time are invaluable. We talk about value. Value for your money, the $5. What do you get for $5? This is incredible when you really think about it. And it just is a great place to be on a Wednesday morning. Some people tell us that they haven't done a lot of business out of there, but will they come to us because, and I don't want to sound as competitive with the Chamber of Commerce, but it's kind of like a mini Chamber of Commerce. You have 60 business owners there. So if you're looking for a contractor, you can go there and find one. If you're looking for a realtor, you can go there and find one. If you're looking for somebody to fix your computers, you can go there and find somebody. So the value is just, it's hard to, it's hard to calculate value, especially in something like this.
It's like having your own built-in Rolodex, to use old-school terms. Yes. You've got everybody right there for just about any service that you need. What services are we looking for in the Chapel Hill Leeds group?
You know, every week one of my closing lines is try to invite somebody whose business is not represented in this room. So who are we looking for? In my world, we're looking for everybody. I mean, really, we're looking for everybody and anybody that wants to build a long-lasting business relationship. At my age, we didn't have Google. We didn't have a lot of these things you have today. So I came from a business model that today is, you know, not, I won't say it's well accepted, but it's just very different. And for people my age, we remembered in small towns where you knew your banker, you knew your insurance agent. I mean, I can remember when insurance agents came to your house on a Tuesday night and collected $2.50 for your insurance policy
insurance
or whatever.
Insurance agents came to your house.
Can you believe that? They came to your house.
Goodness.
So I wanted to bring back to the business world some of the what I called old-time marketing. And it was successful for many, many years. And it's funny in today's environment with all the technology and all this instant connecting with people and that kind of thing. It's funny how the world got along for so many years without it all.
I know. You know? Amazing. Like air conditioning. How did we survive that air conditioning? How did we survive without these marketing tips?
Early on, we had a motto for the Leeds group or saying it was good friends make good business. Good business makes good friends.
I like that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And, we try a little bit of everything at that Leeds group. And sometimes I even forget what we did. You know, things that really work very well. But it works so well. And being able to get back to the community is such a vital part of who I am and who the members of our group are.
Speaking of giving back, Lee, why don't you discuss all of the charities, all of the giving back that the Chapel Hill Leeds group does?
There are basically two nonprofits, if you will, that we have supported throughout the years. One is the contributions to the Eastern Central North Carolina Food Bank. This is a big one for us. In fact, we just had a food drive, our fall food drive, and at this point, I really want to give big kudos to a tremendous organization here in Chapel Hill, and that's A Southern Season. Those folks are so community-minded. It is such a joy knowing that they are part of the business community here in Chapel Hill, and they allow us the opportunity to meet in the space there. And we do a one-day food drive, and we normally do two a year. We have two events, two food drives, and we just finished one. And in the year 2011, we collected enough money and food with the help of our partner, A Southern Season, and other folks, to raise enough product to feed almost 12,000 meals.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. When you think 12,000 meals, and the people that work at the food drive can tell you, of course, but in the current economic situation, the number of people that need assistance, both children and adults, is way up. Mm-hmm. And the contributions are way down because of the current economic situation. So this is outstanding for the members of the Leeds Group and A Southern Season to be able to provide that kind of revenue so that they can feed 12,000 meals.
Did the Chapel Hill members provide all those meals?
It was a combination. We partner with A Southern Season, and they provide a fair amount of food for us out of their store. And other people that just hear these kind of programs and come by and drop off some food or make cash donations. It is absolutely amazing to me how big people's hearts are when you just ask. That's all you got to do is ask and have a worthy cause, of course. Which leads me to my second charity, if you will. I don't know that I like that word so well, but the American Red Cross. I have been a member with the American Red Cross. I've been on their board of directors and currently serve on their board of directors for, I think it's my second term now.
Lee, thank you so much for telling us about the wonderful work being done for the food drive. When we come back, I'll be curious to have you talk to our audience about some other charitable events that the Chapel Hill Leeds Group submits, contributes to. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest is Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group. Please stay with us.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, back to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group. Lee, tell us about some more charities the Chapel Hill Leeds Group supports.
We support the American Red Cross. And I've had the honor and the privilege of serving on their board of directors for a second term now. This is another organization that is very dear to my heart. As you know, Sharon, I was in the medical corps in Vietnam, and I saw a great need that was filled by the Red Cross and still is to this day. They're invaluable to our military men and women that serve throughout this world in conflicts and other needed issues. But this is another way that I wanted to give back because I had an opportunity to see the great work they do. And so we support the American Red Cross. We have some food drives. We have some drives just for contributions, and we've done several blood drives for them. So this is another organization, Chapel Hill Leeds Group, has gotten behind. And I am so thankful for their support in a charity that is so true and dear to my heart. Another thing, talking about military, if I may, is we've decided last year to do a what we call mail call. And to all our veterans out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially when you're stationed overseas and you're not going to be home for the holidays. Mail call is just an essential morale boost. Everybody waited for mail call. So we wanted to send some stuff. And one of our members, Dave Stoner, had a connection with with some Marines over there that were in Afghanistan. And to the credit of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group members, our goal was to fill 10 boxes, the boxes you get at the post office and send for one price shipping. And I said, see if we can fill 10 boxes. The first time we did this, we filled 24 boxes.
It was beautiful.
24. So two, and then we did it again. So we've had two calls. We just did one recently that we send, and we're working on one for after the holidays. Because there are a lot of charities out there in the holidays, so we didn't want to compete with them, and we didn't want to compete for the dollars, obviously. So we're going to do this again. And the Leeds Group, this is entirely a Leeds Group thing, and I just take my hat off to the folks, the members of the Leeds Group that get behind these things. That as the leader of the group, I come up with these ideas, and they support me, and we find such common ground with the generous heart of the people in this Leeds Group. It's just astounding.
And the beauty is, a person doesn't have to give. And you make that very clear. We are the Chapel Hill Leeds Group. If you want to give, and to get results like that shows everyone opens up their hearts and their wallets to support the group, to support the charities.
Yeah, it is really quite extraordinary. I mean, I would tell any business person out there that is starting a business or has even run a business, regardless of age or any type of business, that you need to come check us out and be part of this organization. You will be so glad you did. It's really, I know I use the word astounding, but I don't know what word to use. I mean, you go there every Wednesday, Sharon. You see it.
Yes.
You see it. It's incredible.
Yes. And it's relationship marketing at its best, because all of us know we're not going to get business every week. But just to know, as you said, Lee, if we need somebody, we know who to go to within our own group if that profession is there. Mm-hmm. Everything from chiropractors to computer repair to real estate, which we'll get into. It just covers the gamut, and we have so many people there who just enjoy being there because of the family atmosphere.
And we have people that come, I think, because of the types of things we do for the Red Cross or the food drive, some of these things that are very dear to the heart of our members that we wouldn't have even known that.
See? That's the whole thing. And I want to repeat for those who may have tuned in late, I'm talking to Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of the Chapel Hill Leads Group. This organization does not charge yearly monthly dues. All you do is pay $5 when you come in, and you don't have to be there every week. There's no pressure on you. As Lee says, there are no rules. It's, as I call it, your personal Rolodex, for just to meet people, understand what they do, and have them as a reference for yourself and for others. Before we segue over into the American Real Estate and Appraisal Company, please say one more time, Lee, how folks can find out about Chapel Hill Leads Group.
Sure. It's our website is www.chapelhillleads.com. Chapelhillleads.com. Or they can call me. My area code's 919. My cell number's 971-2996. 971-2996. Another way to find us is to show up Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Leads Group. We meet at 200 South Elliott Road across from Whole Foods. It's for you folks here in Chapel Hill. I think just about everybody knows where Whole Foods is.
Everybody knows where Whole Foods is. That's
across
it.
The street.
Thank you. Thank you, Lee. Lee, let's segue over now to your business, American Real Estate and Appraisal Company. Why don't you tell us what you do in terms of American Real Estate and Appraisal Company?
I got my license in 1971, as I mentioned earlier, and I'm a real estate broker. I'm also a real estate appraiser. And my business primarily is here in Chapel Hill. I've been a member of the Chamber of Commerce here for, oh my God, 22 years of the 24 I've been here. Had a company in Pennsylvania, and from 1971, 1987, and then decided to move down here and further my business efforts down here. We, of course, do real estate, and we do real estate appraisal work. My work, actually, especially the appraisal work, covers the entire Triangle region, as well as my real estate business. But my main focus is here in Chapel Hill. You know, what do you do as a realtor? You list and sell houses and you appraise houses. I mean, it's really pretty simple.
That's it.
But I do offer 40-some years of experience in those directions, so to speak. And I think I bring a different perspective to this business. Experience, there's no substitute for experience. And I don't care what business you're in. Experience is a tremendous teacher and motivator, too. And especially now, in these current economic conditions, you know, Sharon, I've lived through three or four of these recession, depressions, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, we had one in 74, another one about 89, one in 91, around 2000. This one is very different, and it's crucial now that for the folks out there in real estate to really understand what's going on, the dynamics that's going on. You have programs, I'm sure, with other people that
yes.
can address those
yes.
financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
But the great thing about living in the Triangle area is that when we bounce back, and we will because we are Americans, this is what we do, you know, the Triangle region, and especially Chapel Hill, will come back faster than probably any region in the country just because of all the dynamics of living and working here. This is a wonderful place to live. Just a fantastic place to live.
And you're right. I've had realtors on the show in the past, and they all say exactly the same thing. Chapel Hill, Orange County is the place to be. And when we rebound, folks are going to be swarming into this area. What is it about Chapel Hill, Lee, that you found as a realtor so attractive?
Well, I think the diversity, certainly. I think for this region in Chapel Hill, you know, obviously the university itself is a big draw to the area, and I mean, what can you say about the region? When college basketball, I mean, we are in heaven.
It's outside of heaven.
They may call it south side of heaven, but you know, a lot of us think this is heaven.
This is heaven.
When it comes to college basketball.
Right.
So you have that draw, the weather, obviously. Most of us that have moved from, you know, I moved from northwestern Pennsylvania up by the Great Lakes, where it snowed 7 to 8 months out of the year. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, why'd you move? I said, well, I decided early on I might as well live in a place that has a good climate, because that's one thing you can't change. You can change everything else about your life, but you can't change the weather.
Change the weather, no.
And opportunity for my sons. I have two sons that they both went to UNC, and the opportunity they would have here versus a steel town in northwestern Pennsylvania.
Lee, let's take a break right now. When we come back, I want to ask you to continue talking about real estate in Orange County and to discuss some of the trends that you're seeing. So please hang with us and we'll be right back. This is Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Lee Scherer, who is the founder of Chapel Hill Leeds Group and also the owner of American Real Estate and Appraisal Company. We'll be right back.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, back to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Lee Scherer, who is both the founder of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group and the owner of American Real Estate and Appraisal Company. In our last segment, we introduced Lee's business, American Real Estate and Appraisal Company. Lee, why don't you tell us about the trends you've seen since you started selling real estate in North Carolina to now?
I would say basically amongst appraisers, especially, we say between 5 and 6% a year appreciation. If you just kept paint on your house, it will go up 5% a year.
5%, okay, good.
And that trend, I think, pretty well held true up until just the recent maybe 2006 or 7 when things really started falling apart across the nation. And I guess the trend would be it's difficult for us to sell houses in Chapel Hill now because the people cannot sell the house where they are to move here. And a lot of people have lost so much equity in their homes where they live. If they were going to come here and buy a $400,000 house, they had to drop the price of their house by $100,000 to sell it. So they can't buy the house up here for $400,000. They've got to buy something less. We did not ever have that appreciation like, say, cities like Naples, Florida, that was 15, 20% a year.
Wow.
And that's actually a strength to this region, is because we didn't see those artificially high appreciation numbers. Those are the folks that are losing 20, 30% appreciation on their house. This region went up 4, 5, 6% a year every year, and it was a sustainable, steady growth. Now, as far as trending goes, I would say since the bubble broke here, that we really haven't lost that much value in Chapel Hill. I think it's stabilized.
Well, that's
it's kind of flatlined.
Flatline, hmm.
Yeah, it didn't really go down.
Didn't go down.
But, that depends. Specific neighborhoods, we can all find neighborhoods that are actually going up in value, and we can find neighborhoods that have lost value. But not so much in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, I would say, if I could make a broad enough statement, is pretty much flatlined. We're not seeing appreciation, but we're really not seeing depreciation either.
Does the same apply to all of Orange County?
Orange County is an interesting place because the majority of the populace lives right here in Chapel Hill. Everything north of here, certainly north of, say, I-40, is mostly rural property. So there's a very different dynamics, very different in Orange County versus, say, Chapel Hill
such.
So, to answer that question, I'd say pretty much it's flatlined across the board.
Would
be my consensus.
All right.
Yeah.
Are taxes staying the same?
There's a question for you. A lot of people ask me about tax values. Well, we have a tax value from Orange County saying my house is worth X amount. Any real estate appraiser and the good realtors out there will tell you we do not pay any attention whatsoever to tax value. For one thing, tax values lag. For example, we've seen appreciation. So the county commissioners, to fulfill their responsibilities, have raised tax values of houses to generate income. Well, now the fall comes, but they don't drop the price, the valuation of your home just because the market, kind of went south. So we do not look. As an appraiser, I do not even look at the tax value because it's not a true measure, so to speak, of value. Real estate is too fluid, as we've seen. So we're finding right now most tax values are higher than the actual value, quote unquote, of the house.
Can you tell us, Lee, what a person should do if they find themselves in that situation where the tax value is just much higher than the value of the house?
Every year when the tax values come out and taxes come out, we get call after call after call. They want us to come out and appraise their homes so they can challenge it. The taxing authorities provides for a way to challenge the taxes on your house. And you can have a real estate appraiser come out and do an appraisal and submit it through a process to Orange County to where they look at the appraisal. And I would say in most cases, if you have a real estate appraisal done on your house, they will give it a lot of consideration. They don't just rubber stamp it. But sometimes you find that they don't vote, so to speak, in favor of your case, and then people get upset. You just have to deal with the reality of the situation right now. And I think, I give credit to the taxing authority in Orange County. They are very compassionate people up there, and they will listen to your case if it's presented in a professional manner. But if you go up there screaming and shouting, you're not going to get anywhere. If you go up there professionally, have a good appraisal done professionally, and that has merit, they will lower your taxes.
Well, that's good to hear. They do listen if you do it the right way.
Yes, they do.
Lee, if someone wanted to contact American Real Estate and Appraisal Company, could you provide the contact information, please?
Sure. My area code is 919. My number is 490-1922. That's 490-1922.
Thank you. Lee, what made you decide to go into real estate? You said you came here from Pennsylvania, I believe, and you came to North Carolina. What made you decide real estate's the way to go?
Well, I grew up in a military family and lived all over the world before I graduated from high school. And I actually I went to 13 schools, lived in eight states and two foreign countries before I graduated from high school.
Wow.
And then when I graduated from high school, it was just an obvious thing. I was going to go in the military. I love this country so much. I military family, of course, you're going to feel that way, I guess. I don't know. But when I got out of service, I worked at a hospital in a maintenance shop, actually. And my father, who had been retired military, was in the real estate business. And it just looked like a kind of a shoe-in for me to join my parents. It was a wonderful experience. My parents are both gone now. But it was just a tremendous, wonderful experience to work with my mother and father and see them as people versus your mom and your dad. Mm-hmm. And I just cherished those days before I moved here. And so I don't know. I just went in the business and I've loved it ever since. I'm helping people. I love being outside. I really, as I've matured through life, I enjoy giving back and helping people is a real big part of who I am. And it's a great, great, great occupation. It really is. It's difficult now. It is very difficult. But those things that are difficult in our life make us stronger.
Make us stronger.
They make us stronger.
I digress just for a second. Sure. You mentioned your dad. Would you tell the history buffs in our audience about your dad and World War II?
Well, I've mentioned this a lot in the Leeds group. My father was career military, and for you veterans out there, you'll appreciate this. My father held every rank from private to master sergeant, second lieutenant to full bird colonel. And, I mean, that is just unheard of. In the officer corps, they call it Mustangs, those folks that were enlisted before they became officers. And he landed on Omaha Beach, first wave, so that touches my heart dearly. I have an older brother that served in Vietnam in 1965. I was there in 1969. I have a younger brother who spent 12 years in the military. But I had such admiration for my father because of his drive and determination. He dropped out of school in the eighth grade.
Wow.
And the things that he accomplished in his life, just through determination, and he set such a high standard for my brothers and sisters and myself to reach. I mean, he really did. But by doing that, it made us better at what we did, stronger, and we set our goals very high for ourselves. And we do not, as you know me, we do not whine about anything. You know, unfortunately in society today, I think we are becoming, people say, wimps in this nation, and a lot of it's true. In my life, and history buff, you know, I love to read, and I read everything and anything people give me. I try to keep a very broad perspective of, because I don't believe in tunnel vision. And I love history. I love the history of this country and where we were, what we came from. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth, bar none. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we forget that.
And Lee, what a great way to end our conversation as far as your passion, your love of your business, your love of Chapel Hill Leeds Group, your love of this country. We appreciate all you do, Lee. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. It's been my honor and privilege to be with you today, Sharon. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Today's Business. My guest has been Mr. Lee Scherer, who is both the founder of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group and the owner of American Real Estate and Appraisal Company. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.